Bob Lutz is regularly on the phone with Washington Department of Health officials about COVID-related issues. But Thursday afternoon, he was also preparing to talk with them about the upcoming wildfire season.
It's not as if, because of COVID-19, wildfire is not going to happen. And gosh, it would be really difficult if we have both of these issues affecting us during the summer.
Despite normal levels of snowpack this winter, the National Interagency Fire Center calls for a risk of significant wildfire activity in eastern and central Washington and North Idaho in July and August. Lutz says that means there's again the potential for smoke to waft through or hover over the region again this summer. And one of the issues he worries about is preparing people for that. He says sometimes there are mixed messages sent out by government agencies. Some pay attention to guidelines and advice sent out by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, and some pay attention to information that comes from the state health department.
If you're in a community, for example, in Spokane, where we have a clean air agency that is using EPA guidance, if I go to another county that may be in the same sort of zone, they use a different scale. And they mean the same, but they don't. And so which number do you use?
At what point do you begin advising people to stay inside or wear masks if they have sensitive lungs? That's not here yet, but as Lutz said, last year we tried to be prepared for wildfire season by May. And look, this year it's already May, and we're not ready yet. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.